Want to make your picks in the 2012 NFL Draft? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email your picks to webradio@patriots.com. Now back to Fred, Paul, Andy, and Eric live from Patriots Draft Headquarters inside Gillette Stadium.
Well, Paul, Andy, and Eric anyway. Here comes Fred back from a quick break. PFW in progress. Winding it down here, entering our final hour of the weekend almost, coming up shortly here, Freddie.
Yeah.
The marathon.
Hey, if one of you guys want to go down, they're taking people down to see, talk with Tavon Wilson.
Yeah, Paul's going to go.
Paul, you going? They're going right now.
Okay.
Well, I mean, don't we want to talk to him?
I did last night.
Paul's just grudgingly going. I mean, isn't it kind of like what we do here? We cover the Patriots? I don't know.
Depends which way the wind's blowing with you. Because I said I was going to go down for Chandler Jones and yesterday, and you said, why? We got to eat. Screw press availability.
We had him. We sat down with him.
Paul talked to him last night, too.
Good. But now you get to see him in person. I would think you'd want to get up close and...
And know he actually exists.
Right. So... Rob writes in from Marlboro, I have to say this draft makes me excited for the coming season. Not only did Bill trade up, he did it twice. A linebacker, a safety, and two defensive ends. If the defense still sucks, it's not because Bill didn't take the best shot he could.
Well, I feel like, theoretically.
I feel like for a few years now, Bill has been playing that old game show, Name That Tune, where you name a song in the fewest notes. Only in Bill's game, you win a championship with the fewest decent players. Eric,
I can beat you with three quality defensive players. That's a good.
Which championship did he win with those few players?
Oh, AFC wow. Championship?
Wow. Oh, my God. What? You are not honestly arguing that.
They did win one.
That is.
That's not what people are talking about when they say win
That's
championships.
That's the lament of a loser.
Eric.
What are you, the Bruins? Let's put out the Norris Trophy or whatever the hell they.
Eric, relax about hookers. You're not paying for sex at all. You're paying so she'll go away after. That's a good point.
What?
You're not paying for them to stick around, is
right.
What he's saying.
The reason you pay is so that they'll leave afterwards.
It's twitching.
Andy, yeah, he doesn't get it.
I don't get it.
James writes in, I and others have been rather harsh on Bill for the Wilson pick and trade down on 62. Pats ranked 31st in pass defense last year and came within a minute 30 or one catch of winning the Super Bowl. Wilson should help us out tremendously, and it's possible we could move up to the 30th overall this year. I really am looking forward. Oh, so in defense, move up to 30th overall, I think he means. I really am looking forward to watching the entire league throw the ball up and down the field against us. Can't get enough of those 3rd and 23 conversions. So James is being
James
very
is a little upset.
Yeah, he's being very sarcastic. Mm-hmm. Here comes the media out to the. The field, let's see what Paul does. We know he's going to be down there like shaking his head. Like I don't need to be here.
Hands falling right. Up in the air.
Paul's standing 100 feet away from everybody.
Right,
he's
right.
Crossed.
Where's
right.
The
yeah.
Player?
Just to show that.
Where are they going to bring him? There's no like staging area.
Oh, he doesn't get a stage. I mean, the guy's lucky he got picked.
Yeah.
Let's see. Whoever this is says, I don't care if Tavon Wilson was Atlas with shoulder pads on. It was a mistake to pick him in the second round, as he probably could have been signed as an undrafted free agent for one who always preaches value to us. Belichick sure wasted a value pick. He's a great coach, but the arrogance of the man drives me nuts.
How do we know he wasted it?
And also, is it all his arrogance? I mean, don't you think that his scouts said, no, we like this guy. You'd be good. I mean, he's
oh,
good.
I don't know about that. He thinks he's worthy of a second round pick, and we don't know. Who else thought he was worthy of a potential second-round pick? He visited San Diego?
No, I'm talking about his own scouting staff.
Yeah, well, we have enough rumblings that he doesn't listen to his scouts from books and various things that I don't know that for sure. I know for sure Bill Belichick wanted this guy and thinks he can play. That's a fact, right? Or he wouldn't have taken him.
Sure. Brian writes in, the Fox in New Mexico, you teased on a previous show that PFW was gaining access to the Patriots' draft intel from previous drafts. Seems like Coach has gifted you guys the ultimate marketing tool with the Tavon Wilson selection, now more than ever. I can't wait to see what goes on behind the curtain. Well, what we're actually going to get are the actual scouting reports for past Patriots, right. But these past Patriots are all going to be guys that were here before the Belichick regime.
So you'll have to wait 2 years to see the Wilson one.
So we're getting scouting reports from players who never played for Bill?
Yeah.
Oh, never
what
played?
What good does that do us?
We're going to have a little contest where you have to
Whoa. Guys who never played?
No.
Never played for Bill?
They played. They're on the Patriots.
Oh, okay. They played.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. They were all Patriots.
Okay. But before Bill got here?
Before Bill got here.
Oh.
And then you kind of guess who. You'll have a multiple choice, and you'll see, you know, try to guess whose report.
They're
going to
be like
is.
Notable, though, right?
Oh yeah, okay. Sure.
We're not going to read.
No.
53rd player.
No, there'll be plenty of guys.
Make Kevin Turner's one of them.
Kevin Turner could be one. Like yeah.
Bledsoe.
Tiffin, Wisconsin
probably
says
be a tall, strong arm.
Tiff wants
throws interceptions at inopportune times.
Oh.
Tiff wants to know if Eric has ever done any reproductions. for example, has he attempted?
That's not what she meant.
Has he
not in 8 years anyway?
Has he attempted a Chuck Close portrait or Starry Night by Van Gogh? Just wondering because I just bought two Van Gogh reproductions, costing me $575 each.
Oh, Tiff, you should have called me first.
Why? You would have cost $2,500.
You could have.
I might have given her a deal.
You could have done a Van Gogh.
It's just you're just reproducing an image. That's
all it is. He copies. That's what he does.
Oh, so then anyone can do that.
No, not anyone can do it.
If you know how to do it well. I mean, like when I do portraits, I'm recreating a photograph that I took.
Right.
If I have a photograph of a Van Gogh painting.
You never do freehand?
Some, but I mean, I prefer to do it that way.
Yeah, but don't this is a serious question. As an artist, don't you really become, you know, your own artist by doing freehand? Having your own visions.
I think Fred wants you to do a freehand portrait of him.
No.
Please do.
I mean, I think you define who you are. I don't think you have to go by someone else's definition of what an artist is.
No, I know, but like, you know, you want to have your own creation. You don't want to copy something that already
exists. No, I take the picture.
Right.
I take the picture. Oh, you're talking about in Tiffany's case here?
No. I'm talking about as an artist. Like, you think of Van Gogh and you think of all these great artists.
Yeah.
They're not doing it from a picture. They're doing it from their mind.
Or somebody posing for them.
Right.
Or a still life or something.
Right.
I do that, only I do it by taking a picture of the environment that I'm trying to create.
Yeah. Okay.
And then doing it from there. I mean, you're still, if I were to do Andy's portrait freehand, I'm trying to recreate what I'm seeing in front of me. It just happens to be a live thing in front of me.
Yeah.
If I take his picture, I'm still recreating the image I see in front of me.
I guess.
Don't you do it with a grid system, though?
Yeah, but you can still do that freehand if you wanted.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I don't think just anybody can do it. Eric, I mean, Fred does.
No, but I what I'm saying is I think it takes away the individual vision of the scene if you're being that exact to the photo.
Okay. You know, can feel that way?
Yeah, where's the, you know, interpretation?
But my interpretation is trying to duplicate exactly what I see.
Right, so there's no interpretation. You're duplicating.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
But to Tiffany's point, if she wants
more
reproduction.
You could have done it.
Yeah, she should have called
Isn't that what a realism is? Like when you
realism
just
is
paint
exactly
something,
that.
You're trying to make exactly what it looks like in paint.
Precisely.
Yeah, but
That's not art, Fred?
But I think the great ones have an interpretation that, wow, that's a Van Gogh.
Okay, so John Singer Sargent wasn't great?
Who the hell is that?
One of the greatest American portrait artists of all time?
It's like Thomas Kincaid?
No.
He just died.
I know.
No, Fred, there's different kinds of art.
So all the Renaissance painters?
I know that.
All the Renaissance painters weren't great? Michelangelo?
No, they were.
They painted realism.
They were, but it was not from a photo, obviously.
No, but that was realism. What they were painting was realism.
No, they looked at something, and you know that was real, and interpreted it.
No, there's no interpretation in realism. You sit there and try to make it look as much like that as you can.
Well, I don't know if the Sistine Chapel was realism.
The type of painting was fresco, but it was realism. The image was realistic. It was a realistic image.
Sure, but
he interpreted, obviously, the clouds and all that other stuff.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
He was painting something to look like it was real.
There's something. He put himself into it, in other words. You know, it wasn't just... Oh, this is what it is, and I'm going to try to be exact to that as I can. He put his own self-being into it.
Right.
And I think that, to me, that's what makes the great ones great.
Okay.
Well, first of all, no one ever said Eric was great. Not even Eric, I don't think. And Second of all, who's to say he doesn't morph and change over time?
I like that you're defending him, Andy. That's great.
I am an objective person. I look at each situation differently.
For the most part, he does.
Interestingly,
yes.
Another person chiming in that they like the Hightower pick, that'll be Linda Holiday. Bill Belichick's girlfriend is being very active on Twitter this morning and said she's excited about Hightower.
Okay. A supportive better half.
So, yeah, she's just pounding out the tweets.
I don't know if it's just right NFL.com, but it seems like the draft slowed down. The Giants took Adrian Robinson, tight end out of Cincinnati, with the 32nd pick of the fourth round, followed by the Vikings, who took Rhett Ellison, fullback out of USC, 6'5", 251. We already went over that, didn't we?
Yeah, so I don't know why you're doing it again.
Yeah.
We're into the fifth round.
Oh, we're in the fifth round, so. Yep. All right, good. All right.
Thanks, Flash, for keeping us up to date here.
Well, this is NFL.com.
That little art talk. That was enlightening.
That got us through.
Well, you were sort of
fifth round.
You were reproducing.
Josh Chapman just went off the board to Indy.
Oh, that's a good pick. Although, what are they doing up on defense in Indy these days? Anybody know?
Chuck Pagano.
Yeah. So a Ravens. Oh, that's great. That's great pick for them. He's not Nada. He's not that athletic, but he's a good, solid interior defensive lineman.
Taz in Toronto says, I'm bored at work listening to you guys. Keeps me entertained. I hate the Wilson pick, of course, as every single smart Patriots fan, but as least we drafted defense, would have been worse if Wilson was a guard or something. What position do we want as our last pick, and who do we want? Name some guys. I think we need a defensive back or a wide receiver who's fast and can be our kick returner. So.
Well, I would go with the running back who's fast and could be your kick returner, and Chris Rainey.
Okay. Let me look at some guys that are available here. What do you think of Wiley got picked, didn't he?
Yes, he's probably crossed him out.
Is Aloka still on the board?
Who?
Yeah, I believe so.
George Aloka?
Yeah.
Wouldn't mind them taking him.
I could see Bill taking him in the old Tank Williams hybrid safety linebacker mold.
Tank Williams. Forget about him.
Even though it's kind of trending in the other direction where you want tweeners who are smaller, you never know. Bill could use him as a linebacker type position. Nickel and dime packages.
There's a small media contingent around Wilson right now down on the field. And Paul's one of them.
Paul is in there, yeah, front and center. Look at him.
So when
you can spot him from here, can't you?
Of course, it's the glare.
When he comes back, we'll get his first live impressions of Devon Wilson.
May I reproduce what I think is going to be Paul's? Didn't tell me anything in here last night, Fred. Right. Yeah, so great.
Oh, no.
Great. Yep. Thanks for sending me down there, missing part of the show.
He'll be dead set to show that he shouldn't have gone down.
Exactly.
There. Yeah. I just think, when you get a chance to see the guy live, like, we talked to Chandler Jones, but, on the phone, but seeing him in the studio and looking at him, and I think that live interaction, you can't...
That's why we go to the combine.
You can't reproduce that.
Fred,
that's why we go
believe your own crap now. You don't.
Eric could reproduce that. It would take a long time and a grid system.
Sure.
Sam,
I did that in art class once. I kind of remember doing that.
Yeah.
The grid thing.
Mm-hmm. The great ones all did it.
I think the big thing I learned in art class was that the big mistake people make when they draw faces is that they don't realize that from the eyebrows up is just as much distance as down. Like, they tend to make the face part bigger than the forehead.
There's no way that it's the same distance from your eyebrows to the top of your head it is from your eyebrows to your chin.
It's a lot closer.
Give me a ruler.
It's a lot closer than you
think. It's not. Look at it.
No.
It's a lot closer than...
It's a one-third, two-third closer than it is a half and half.
When people draw, they...
Depends on your hairline, too.
Yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah. Where are you considering your forehead?
Top of your head.
Up here?
Yeah, it's a one-third, two-third.
Top of your head.
It's a one-third, two-third. Sorry.
People make a mistake of
it is probably the divine
drawing
that's the divine
too much below and not enough above when they draw heads.
You're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
I love how this show has turned into arguing
about
art.
Are my eyes wrong, Eric? It looks closer to one-third, two-third than half and half.
Because you focus below, but if you did the measurement on top of your head, Eric...
I'm Andy.
It's almost the same as to your chin from the...
From the top of your eyebrows?
Yeah, from here down.
Well, that's
here
not the top
up.
Of your eyebrows. Your eyebrows are higher than that.
Well, from the bridge of your nose, let's
say. Oh, now it's closer.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bridge of your nose puts it closer.
Yes, that makes more sense.
Still looks like it's off by about an inch. Half an inch.
Well, that's still closer than what people draw, is my point.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. And that's the case with everybody?
Well, people make that mistake.
No, I mean, that's the case with everybody.
Yeah, for most human beings.
Not all faces are the same, though.
No, of course there's some
That's why they do that New York Times thing on the starting quarterbacks have the best perfect dimension.
Oh, yeah.
Symmetry
something. Yeah. And that's what models are. Because you ever notice that thing where some people have straight eyes, but most of us, when you look in the mirror, your eyes are a little crooked?
Right.
You mean up and down?
Out of whack up and down. And that supposedly is another thing. Like models, when they look in the mirror, it's perfectly
flat.
They
look for the symmetry.
Yeah.
Sam in Chicago.
Didn't you know this if you do portraits?
But I, you know.
That's true. He doesn't need to know. Whatever the picture shows, he copies.
I'm also untrained.
That's true. So am I, but I know it.
Sam in Chicago, thanks for the show. Just tuning in, and I can tell the draft is as exciting as ever while Andy was asking for price points for artwork. I was laughing yesterday.
We missed that point. It's day three.
I was laughing yesterday as I watched the Andy and Lindsay interview on Patriots Today. Andy had his constant smirk while talking with Lindsay. It was like watching a fat lady who had just had a huge dinner and was now eyeing a cupcake.
Well, that's because you don't know where her hand was.
She knows she can't eat it, but wonders what the frosting would taste like. Wow. And is there a dress code when someone appears on Patriots Today?
Who's to say I couldn't eat it?
What was Andy wearing? He looked like a monk without the rope belt. What were you wearing yesterday?
I don't know.
You were wearing
a light blue shirt.
Blue t-shirt.
Some kind of schmata?
I don't know what a schmata is. I just know I'm schmata than Eric.
Oh, God. Certainly think you are.
No, I know I am.
No, you think you are.
Todd writes in, don't we like the fact
that... Tavon Wilson's great-grandmother's 112.
There
She's
you go.
She's going to be up there on the list.
Is that right?
That meaning still alive?
She must be, yes.
Yeah, well,
she must
it's not
be.
Impressive if you say she died 40 years ago, but would have been 112.
She must be one of the oldest people in the world.
I guarantee you she's the oldest person we know, even though I don't really know her. You know.
Look that up.
My grandmother was 99 when she kicked it.
Mine too. Exactly 99.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That's like running the 40 and tripping at 39 yards. I mean, just to, you know, reach it. If you're aware and know.
Right.
Son of a bitch, I made it 100
years. Was
Grammy aware? Some days.
Yeah.
Other days, she thought she was marrying a Russian in the 40s.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Todd writes, and why a Russian, do you think?
Did she marry a Russian?
No, God, no.
Huh. Maybe she was, like, had some other life that you don't know about?
Maybe. I don't know.
Todd writes in, don't we like the fact that we have a GM that sets up his board and sticks to it and doesn't draft by what our lads and Mel Kiper thinks? Can Bill be wrong? Sure. But at least he's got the guts to make the pick.
Why wouldn't he have the guts? Would he have the same guts without Tom Brady? That was my point earlier. I think it's easy to have guts when you have Tom Brady. You can miss more often. You can miss bigger because you know you start out with an inherent advantage over everybody else in the league.
Of course, Brooklyn Matt is going to make fun of all of us for even thinking that we could talk about art.
Even Eric? His boyfriend?
Wow. I'll simmer down with that.
Well, no.
Wannabe. He wants to be your boyfriend.
Brooklyn Matt says, Eric, I'm on the freaking floor down here. Your art discussions, which take place with three jock sports writers on sports web radio shows, are the greatest exercise in futility known to man. Talk about fighting an uphill losing battle. And if that wasn't hilarious enough... Then you went on to teach them that paintings are priced by, and are you ready for it, square inch surface. Eric, who told you that? And then the topper of the Scalavino art discussion was when you said that your work has been shown in galleries in Rhode Island and Cape Cod. Wow, Eric, the art capitals of the Eastern Seaboard. Wow, he's really just killing us.
Yeah, and actually, Matt, people who, you know, sell art for a living do that. That's how they sell it. Yeah.
You just sell it wherever you can, right?
Just yell at him.
Yeah, just yell at him.
Go for it. Just
well, you didn't
it.
Finish his email.
Lash out.
Go ahead, finish.
No,
his email.
I didn't. You go ahead. I didn't finish it.
Oh, I'm not gonna. Okay. Whatever.
I didn't think the rest was.
Wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we're going off topic, strippers just sent me something phenomenal. The squatty potty. It's a foot rest thing that wraps around your toilet to put you in a more natural squatting position when you poop. It aligns your colon properly. Look. See the squatty potty? Gets your knees a little higher.
It's called the squatty potty?
Yeah, it shows how it aligns your colon. Where'd that thing
go? Puts you up in the fetal position.
I might have to get... They're not that expensive. The plastic one's only $30. If you get the wood one, it's $60 or $70.
Wood one, you're going to get splinters eventually.
No, it's for your feet, not your ass.
You could still get splinters.
It just aligns you properly. Yeah, but I don't go barefoot.
Because he doesn't like his feet. Eric.
It's a 9-inch riser.
Even at home?
He thinks his feet
are disgusting.
All wear socks at home?
The only time I don't is it right when I get out of the shower, because they're clean.
Right when you get out of the shower. So when you go into the shower, you have socks on?
No.
Let's see. Nick says, all the emailers are totally right. I haven't seen, like, any YouTube clips on that Wilson guy. What is Bill doing? My 20 seconds of research has come up with nothing. That's from sarcastic Nick. Making fun of the emailers who think they have done the same research as the New England Patriots.
And then sarcastic Nick in 2 years will be ripping Bill for blowing the pick when we're cutting him. Try to have an opinion on your own.
Steve from Toronto says Fred is right but wrong. The portrait practice the portrait practice is the level of the eyes, not the eyebrows, and it's the midpoint of the head. So the eyes are the midpoint. That's the
bridge of your
you
nose.
Said the
nose
right. You said the top of the eyebrows.
Yeah, well, okay, I meant the bridge of the nose.
Well, I knew that because they do that thing where they like they draw the
T. Kyle says, with the draft coming to an end soon, I was hoping to hear some projections about the defense. First of all, who are your starting front seven as of right now between free agency and the draft? Also, is it more likely the Patriots will be a top 10 defense or a bottom five defense?
Oh,
More likely bottom five.
I'd have to say bottom five.
I'd have to say top 10.
Give me the reason.
Well, bottom five, I think it's unlikely that, again, this year, they'll be bottom five.
That's not the way NFL contracts work. Not likely to be earned incentive,
Well, that's for
individuals. They're likely to be earned incentive is they're in the bottom five. Individual.
As a team, I doubt that they
were historically
bad.
So they're more likely to jump 20 spots than they are?
No. Well,
to jump five?
Let's say, what do you really think they're going to be? Because we were only given
middle,
an either or.
Obviously.
I think they're going to be middle of the road.
Yes, but
it's more likely
they're
bottom five.
No, I think it's more likely they'll be top 10.
Even though they lost 20 sacks, their two best sack guys on the
edge. I don't think either's going to happen. Let me make it clear.
That wasn't the question.
That wasn't the question.
So I had to choose.
And you took the positive side because you're a homer. That's the only reason.
Because
there is no other reason for you to say that.
Because I believe in the New England Patriots.
There is no other reason.
The most competitive team in the last 12 years.
Because of the defense.
In spite of their defense.
Five out of the last 10 Super Bowls.
Right, and because of their defense. It's all because of their defense. Nothing to do with their head coach and their quarterback. That wasn't a reasonable answer. A reasonable answer is bottom five because it's what they did last year.
And the improvements they made were mostly with young players that who aren't proven yet.
Is there a better chance that they're a top five offense or a bottom five offense?
He said top 10.
Okay, is there a better chance they're a top
bottom five in that case?
What?
Oh, offense. I thought you said defense. I say top five.
Oh, because that's what they were last year.
No, because I think they're going to be better, as good or better than they were last
year. Right, and why is the defense better?
I think they're going to be...
Why is the defense
I
better?
I think they're going to be...
After losing two of its best players?
I think they'll be better than 27 in the league.
In defense.
Why?
But that's not top...
It's not.
We both think that problem. I think they'll be better than 27.
I know, but we weren't given that question.
That's not the option.
We didn't have
and that
option.
Wasn't the option.
So it's bottom five is the right answer because they were bottom five last year and they are no better right now.
Yeah, I think they'll be better than the bottom five.
How much better? Will they be at 11 or will they be at 25?
Right. The question was not will they
be
better.
I think they'll be more like 15, middle of the road.
Okay, because the question wasn't better. I think they'll be better too. You can't be worse. But the question was, are they more likely to be bottom five or top 10? And you said top 10 solely because you're
a
homer.
That's a huge jump.
There is no reason to say that. Zero reason.
Given
just admit it's a homer pick.
That's a huge jump.
It's a blind, rosy-colored glasses homer pick.
Let's put it this way. I don't think there's any chance they'll be bottom five.
Even though they were last year.
Right.
Right.
That makes sense.
That's perfectly logical.
I don't think they'll be bottom
five.
Paul,
you want to jump in, Paul? This is a fun little argument.
I don't know what the question is.
Better chance the Patriots' defense this year is top 10 or bottom five?
Better chance.
And Fred immediately says, top 10. Despite the fact that they were bottom five last year and lost two of their better players.
It's a good discussion.
Wow, he's actually thinking more than I think he
should.
I
know. It really is.
I'm just using the old NFL. Likely to be earned incentives, not likely to be earned. Last year, they were bottom five. Historically, they lost two of their better players. I have no reason to believe they're going to be a top 10 defense.
Yeah, the last 2 years.
Zero reason.
I would have to say the better chances would be bottom five, but, who knows?
Right.
I think it's a cop out, but I think it'll be somewhere in between.
That's what I said too, but
we all agree on that.
Right.
But we weren't.
We all think they're going to be middle of the pack, probably.
Right.
Right.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
Good. We reached that point. I'm glad we can move on.
Todd writes in, Eric, I thought your mom in the video on your website mentioned you took a course to learn the grid method. So you trained or untrained?
Untrained. Didn't take a course in the grid method.
So your mom was a liar?
No, she didn't say that. Oh, my God, you people are just insufferable.
Paul, did you want to update us from the field where you met with Tavon Wilson and his 112-year-old grandmother?
Well, Tavon or Javon, as I referred to him as on Twitter.
Oh.
Damn thumbs.
Thumbs.
I fixed it right away. The most noteworthy thing that came out of this, remember we were talking last night, there was something on the internet that said that he had a great-grandmother who was 107?
Right.
She's still alive. She's 112.
That's amazing. Is she
112.
Is she like one of the oldest people in the world?
She must
gotta be in the U.S.
Yeah.
But that's pretty cool.
Some weird ladies in villages.
Is she like in good shape? Like, is she...
He didn't get into it.
No?
Is she hot? I mean, where are you going
with this,
friend?
She run the 40?
No, she's alive.
You know what I mean, idiot.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
She
don't
do a three-cone drill?
Don't be a jerk.
Is she better than you?
So, Paul, how...
Someone just tweeted that back to me. Can she play defensive back?
Because you can't.
How was his comportment, Paul?
Same as last night. He's just happy to tell you. Very happy to be here. Excited about being a Patriot. Loves everything about. You could tell. What did he say? You could tell when you watch a team play. You could tell it's Patriots football, and I'm excited to be a part of that.
Weekly.
So I would say his comportment was excellent.
What did he look like?
He had a. What did he look like?
Like, was he? Did he look bigger than you thought? Was he about this? What you thought? You know.
No. He was an average-sized defensive back.
Was he bright-eyed? Did he look people in the eye when he talked to them? Did he make eye contact? Did he? You couldn't
tell? I was looking down.
You were too busy being pissy.
No, I was tweeting. So if I went down there, I thought I was at least going to try to get something out of it, but I guess I made a mistake doing that.
Well, I'm asking you questions.
I don't have the answers to your questions.
He wasn't pissy, but he's pissy now.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm asking you of your overall impression of the man now that you've seen him in person. Nothing.
I apologize. I don't have the answer to that. He just was an average defensive back.
I'm not talking about his play. You know, I'm just talking about his person. Like Chandler Jones, we got a good impression out of him after meeting him. You know, this guy seemed, you know, like a real nice guy, looked you in the eye, was happy, smiling. That's stuff that we didn't get talking to him on the phone. Nothing.
I don't have anything
okay.
for you.
All right. You know, Paul's not playing.
That's okay. Okay. Now, no matter what I say, I feel like it's going to be wrong. I'm afraid to even answer.
It's
poop on Paul time!
I'm just afraid to answer.
I was looking down at my phone when I took a picture of him. He had a Boston hoodie on.
Did
he? And a Patriots hat.
Okay.
So I thought, you know, he clearly hit up, like, the local store on the way here. So I took a picture of him.
Logan?
So I wasn't looking at how he addressed each individual question that he got. So that's why I'm saying I don't have the answers for you. I wasn't looking at how he answered the questions.
Does he have
very polite.
Does he have the long dreads like in this picture that I have up here, Paul?
No.
He wasn't looking.
He doesn't have dreads?
Well, he had a hat on,
oh.
So I don't know if he had everything tucked, but he didn't have long dreads like that.
Oh.
Clearly, Eric should have gone down because he could have set up a grid system and we would have had an exact reproduction.
Now he makes both people angry in one comment.
Yeah, he had. I don't think he has dreads at all. It's very short. I'm looking at the picture right now. If you want to see it, Fred.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got a picture here. Hold on. Let me look at this.
This is good radio. Us looking
at
a picture of a guy.
Yeah.
Well, if you know,
hands in the pockets. Okay.
You see.
All right. You probably should have gotten a better angle though, Paul, with the sun. A lot of shadow on his face.
So I should have gone behind him then. Taking a picture from the back of his head.
Move to the other side. Anyway.
Then I wouldn't have been able to, you know,
I think he's tweaking,
see if he...
I think he's tweaking you
to
now.
See if he actually looked into his eyes when he talked. Longingly.
Eric's tour guide from France says that currently the oldest recognized human is 122 years old as of April 2012. However, there's apparently a Cuban who's reportedly 127.
It's actually, I'm not even mad. That's amazing.
Amazing.
But clearly, though... 112 is up there, huh? You know.
I got no chance
over,
of seeing
it's
it.
Up and over.
Vishal from St. Louis is on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Hey, Vishal.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
Hey, I think I agree with Fred. I think we have a better chance being a top 10 defense than a bottom 5 defense, mainly because we have a whole bunch of depth at, like, different positions now. And, like, Jake Baguette or Bega or whatever his last
Beckett,
name is.
Beckett.
I think he's, yep. Beckett. I think he's a good pass rusher. I mean, I've watched his highlights. I've seen Arkansas's games and things like that. And I think he's a pretty good player.
So is he better than Andre Carter and Mark Anderson?
I think he'd be much better than Mark Anderson.
Okay.
Because okay. He reminds me a lot of Richard Seymour, like pocket collapser, not like a great spin move pass rusher, but like he collapses the pocket.
So he's a straight ahead bull rusher type guy.
Yeah,
I thought his big thing was his speed.
He's not super fast.
Not in the 40, but I mean,
not super quick either.
His shuttle time was very high.
I think he did have one good drill.
Yeah.
Yeah, and would you guys trade the fifth round draft pick for Mike Jenkins, the cornerback from the Cowboys?
Sure. Yes.
Yeah, why not?
Do you think the Cowboys would do that though?
No.
No,
they might.
Because
they might.
Are they just flat out dumping him?
If they're dumping him like Philadelphia, then they would. But otherwise, he's worth more than a fifth round pick. So yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, because the Philadelphia traded their traded Asante for a seventh round draft pick.
That's true.
So do you think Mike Jenkins could come to us for the fifth round one?
He could. I wouldn't be surprised. These guys aren't getting as much as they have in the past. So I would.
Okay.
All right, Vishal. Thank you for the call. Vishal was from St. Louis. A lot of picks going off the board here. The Jaguars just took Brandon Marshall, outside linebacker out of Nevada. Before that, the Redskins took Adam Geddes, guard out of Iowa. The Panthers are on the board with the eighth pick in the fifth round. And I'll tell you where the Patriots are in this round. They are the 28th pick, 163rd overall. So another 20 picks until the Patriots have a chance to add to their team this draft.
Interesting tweet from Adam Schefter.
The real one?
Yes. The Patriots and Packers have drafted 9 players, all on defense so far. Obviously, those two teams ranked 31st and 32nd in the National Football League on defense. So, you know, those people that like to say teams don't draft for need?
Yeah. Not this time.
Not so much.
And this is good. This reminds me of 07, when after 06, they were desperate for wide receivers on offense. They upgraded that dramatically. Now at least, you know, they have, like you said, Fred, I think the other day, they in free agency went after a lot of the offense this year, and now they can concentrate on defense in the draft, and that's what they're doing.
Would remind me more of that if that Dwight Freeney trade rumor were true.
Well,
because if we added some guys around a great one.
Sure.
We haven't added
Is he still
one.
Great?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Better than anybody we've had.
Or I think he could be. Maybe not long term, but I think you could get a Moss year where you bring him in and all of a sudden he has 14 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
You go,
he's still got it. Josh Norman just went.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
It's not even listed on mine.
Richard writes in.
Hey, Dick!
Any legit hope that a free agent or trade can help our pass defense this year? I know it's not worth much, but I have confidence that by the end of the year, the Patriots front seven will be formidable.
I think it could be interesting. I don't know about formidable. I don't know if it's, you know, Seymour, Wilford, Warren.
Remember last year, that Tampa Bay preseason game?
Yeah.
And everybody was like, oh my God, this defense is going to be incredible.
I believe that's when I said that neither Mayo or Carter could win Defensive Player of the Year because they'll split the votes. Ridiculous.
So we can't jump too much.
Pump the brakes a little.
Let's see. Jacob writes in, which McCourty will we see this season, the rookie Pro Bowler or the sophomore disappointment?
Hopefully Devin and not Jason.
That's what I was just going to say.
Will we see a safety or a corner?
Well, that's a big question, too.
I still think corner.
I do, too.
Because, as I said, I missed when he was great at safety and everybody's saying, oh, yeah, he's got good value. He's got value as a corner. He was a Pro Bowl corner. He was a first-round pick.
And
safety
he was a part-time
is not as valuable.
Safety.
And I still saw him chasing people and not looking like any great shakes.
No, he didn't turn into Ronnie Lott all of a sudden.
So I don't get. And plus, you signed Gregory. You one of your higher profile free agents was
you
a
have
safety.
Chung already in.
That'd be that'd be a major disappointment too if you had to move him to safety 3 years into his career after you take third year after you take him in the first round.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I mean there's a lot of guys that played corner and moved to safety and excelled there, but it's later in their careers.
Right.
Right.
Not this soon, the third year. That would be really disappointing.
I mean, unless he turned into Troy Polamalu at safety, yes, it's a disappointment.
Right.
Dan from Germany, love your show so far and love our draft. With the addition of our front seven, with the good athletes. I expect Bill to do on defense what he's done on offense in the no huddle. We now can switch from a 3-4 to a 4-3 and back without substituting players. That gives our defense the ability to surprise the offense and give the right answer to the last second pre-snap shifts. Can barely wait for the new season to begin. What do you think about that? The guys in the field can make those switch without substitution.
I'm trying to think about it in my head. So Wilfork and Love would be your tackles. Your ends would be, let's use the guy's thing earlier, theoretically, we'll give you Dedrick on one side and either Carter or Chandler Jones on the other.
Mm-hmm.
And Spikes, Mayo, and Hightower are your linebackers.
Right.
Okay, boom, boom.
So that's a 4-3.
Slide.
Right.
So we got Wilfork as an end, your right defensive end.
Mm-hmm.
Chandler Jones bumps back. You got Hightower.
Love
and
comes out, right? Because you got to bring on another defensive back, right? Oh, no,
you don't have to. The trouble you come down to is you now have Mayo as an outside linebacker and on the line linebacker, which Bill says he is not.
Well, we've seen him do it.
Unless you put Hightower there, which is more likely, I guess. So, and you'd have Dedrick at one defensive end spot opposite Wilfork with Love over the nose. Theoretically, it's possible. I don't know if it's ideal, but
so
it's
what happens
possible.
When you go into the sub package, which he says they play over 50% of the time? Who comes off the field?
Probably
Dedrick.
Love or Dedrick.
Yeah.
Spikes.
Yeah.
Or Spikes.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's not necessarily what that
no,
was
I know.
Talking about. They were talking about.
No, he's talking about doing
front.
Things without substituting.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. So could happen, but I think in today's NFL, you need to substitute those big linemen.
Oh, yeah. You need to substitute no matter what, because the offense is going to be – I mean, look how much the Patriots run packages in and out.
Yep.
On offense, I mean. So defensively, you're reacting to that. He has more versatility now, and he has more talent within the versatility, theoretically. Because I think, you know, like Jones, theoretically, is more versatile than Andre Carter. Because you're – from day one, you're creating – an outside linebacker slash defensive end, whereas Carter didn't want to play 3-4, came here because he wanted to be a defensive end. So it's interesting. Interesting.
Sam and Bur- now, another thing I heard on the radio, and this, you know, a lot of people said, oh, this is Bill Belichick getting ready to retire. He's going, you know.
No matter what he does, he's
right.
ready to retire.
But a caller,
I've heard a lot of it.
But a caller had a good point, that this is the opposite. That he's gearing up for when Tom Brady's not here, trying to now get that defense to a point now where every year you're just retooling instead of rebuilding and creating a good core of defenders in preparation for when Tom Brady is no longer here, when you know you're going to have to be a better defensive team.
Sure.
Makes sense? So
if one of those two scenarios makes sense, I think the former makes more sense than the latter. It's probably coincidental.
Yeah,
can we all agree on that? Neither one of I don't think any of us think
I don't
that
think,
either scenario is valid.
I don't think Bill Belichick knows when he's going to retire.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Freddie. But if you're going to take one of those things, I have a hard time saying he's trying to gear up the defense by only having five picks this year and five picks next year.
Yeah.
You know that's not. I don't think that would be your blueprint to try to gear up your defense.
Sam in Birmingham, do you think Daquan Menzies' Bama background in the presence of Hightower makes him a more attractive option for Bill at this point over somebody of better talent?
Apparently not. He wasn't a more attractive option over Wilson.
True.
But they could take him. I would be all for it.
I think that's another good pick for the Bills, by the way.
Zabrie Sanders.
Yeah, a fifth-round guy. He was kind of raw. He did some things that weren't great. When Andy and I watched him, but in the fifth round, they need offensive linemen. I mean, can we all agree that's probably the mm-hmm. biggest weakness on that team? So you have the kid from
Andy
Georgia, whose name is escaping, Cordy Glenn, who might be able to play tackle, you know, but should be able to play guard. I think he's a gifted player. And maybe this guy pans out as a tackle. You might have done some work to improve what was the biggest weakness of your offense for sure, but probably of your whole team.
Okay. Sam writes in, searching for the silver lining with our third-round pick, is there a chance the Patriots took Wilson, well, that would be with our third pick, not third round, third pick, is there a chance that Patriots took Wilson because the Jets took Stephen Hill, both are over 6'3"? Without Wilson, who's the tallest Patriot in the backfield?
Is Wilson over 6'3"?
Yeah, Wilson was 6'3".
5'11",
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah.
5'11" and 7'8"?
Small.
5'8"?
Yeah, so that's wrong.
And the tallest defensive back is Rozai Dowling.
Right.
And he's only like 6'1".
6'2".
Or 6'2"?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Geez, we've even gone to taking the heights off of the things that we hand out.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Really?
Hometown, high school, weight, position, birth date, lettered. No height.
Lettered is on there, but height isn't.
The guy lettered.
I would hope he lettered.
Well, I mean,
you never know.
Let's put, I mean, you'd like to think that that was a prerequisite, but.
Yeah, all right, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Steven in California is on the phone. Hey, Steven.
Hey, how's it going, guys? How's it hanging?
Great.
Down the middle.
Oh, well.
Better than off the hip.
Back and to the left.
Shriveled it
mouth.
To the right. Eric says right. I was calling because I wanted to get a realistic assessment of where this defense is going this year. I mean, we're kind of talking about bottom 10 or
top 10 or bottom 5, yep.
Middle of pack.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it depends on what we're looking into, because if we're talking about yardage, then, yeah, last year we were horrible. You know, points were middle of the pack. And truth be told, if you look at the end of the year around playoff time, the defense had a little bit of different attitude. And nobody really impactful other than Anderson left the team. So with the new additions we have with this draft, wouldn't you think that we're going to get better? At least middle of the year or middle of next season will be a lot better.
I think we all think they're going to be better. To what degree varies, but I think they'll be middle of the road, which is a huge jump from last year.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
So if the Patriots can be middle of the road defensively, we're talking New Orleans. I mean, Friday night, I could barely sleep. I was making plans. There's a lot of things to do in New Orleans.
Oh, my God.
So I was up late.
The graveyard tour. Voodoo factory.
I mean, Steven, what do you think?
No, I believe they will get better. I mean, I don't think they're going to be, you know, top five or anything like that. But if we're talking about points again, I'm sure Belichick will use all these different players or versatility, and I'm sure they'll get a chance to get after the quarterback and, you know, have those yardages also be reduced and the defense overall.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call, Steven.
Sorry you had more to say and he cut you off.
Andy, your boy Menzie just got taken.
Where'd he go?
Kansas City.
They're taking all our players. Devin Wiley, Daquan Menzie. Not the guy they took in the first round, right? Who'd they take that tackle?
And you know, as Bill Belichick said, it's not all about sacks, because even though the Patriots were ranked low,
they
I think in sacks they were...
They were fine in
sacks. They weren't bad.
Their sacks were misleading. Their pressure was nowhere near as good as their sacks were. Because the only time they got there was when they actually got the sack.
Yeah, skewed by the 10 from each of those guys.
Right. Big numbers they put up. But Carter, I mean, everybody's assuming Carter's back. If he's not, that's a little concerning that you lose both those guys. I know you've added guys, but even last night when Greg Bedard asked a question to Belichick about, you know, having all the 6'4", 270 guys.
Yeah, he mentioned Carter, didn't he?
He included Carter, and Bill didn't shoot him down. Now, I don't know if he would necessarily in that setting, but... the Carter assumption, I mean, I hope he's back.
Yeah, and the assumption, I think he'll be back too, but the question is, when is he back?
Right.
And when is he fully healthy?
And at what level? He was an every down, every everything player for them. Pass rush, stop the run, all three downs, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
If he's not that, now you have more rotations. The rotations include younger guys like Beckett and Jones.
You have fewer chances to get
some
sacks.
But
so,
they have all the off-season programs this year for these younger guys. I think that'll drastically help our defense.
That's true, but that's the same for every team.
Well, theoretically, except last year was the greatest year in the history of the league for rookie pass rushers, and none of them went to any off-season workouts.
Okay.
Why are you staring at me?
Everything but Patriots.com, Fred.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry.
No.
I thought we were in the business of promoting facts.
How come you can make fun of me, but I can't make fun of you?
Because you're fat.
As long as we got down to the basics.
All right. Web radio.
As long as we're keeping it mature.
Is it? It's not twitching, is it?
Yeah, it's still.
Oh, it just did it.
Very
it did
slightly.
It. I felt it.
Oh. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address, 508-298-0398.
Me thinking it actually
All right,
happens.
We're going to take one more break. It's 2:32. We're on till 3. Patriots are coming up in the fifth round. And we'll have all that when we're back from this break.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Horizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
What would make your business better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a business checking account, better banking is a package of business solutions with preferred rates and better resources, along with customizable options designed to fit your business perfectly. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. Let us show you how dedicated we can be to your business. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochee. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pabs! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pabs!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help. I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pabs!
Indeed. Go Pats. With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long. I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. An account setup fee may apply in some states.
Have an opinion on what the Patriots have done thus far in the draft? Call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to Fred and the Gang, live from Patriots Draft Headquarters inside Gillette Stadium.
All right, we're on the home stretch of PFW in Progress, the special draft editions here at Gillette Stadium. Day three of the NFL draft. The Patriots have... Well, as of right now, one more pick in the fifth round.
Thank God.
It'll probably happen about 45 minutes from now, so we won't be on the air. We're going till 3 o'clock. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. So let's finish strong. If you have any questions unanswered so far about any of the players, we've covered them all pretty well. Dante Hightower, Chandler Jones in the first round. Chandler Jones actually the first pick of the first round. Patriots moving up to get both of those guys. Then they follow that up in the second round with Tavon Wilson, cornerback slash safety out of Illinois, 3-year starter, captain, all Big Ten honorable mention, started every game since his sophomore year, real versatile player, decent size, decent speed, a lot of reasons to pick this guy. Then with their second pick of the second round, they decided to move out, and they traded with Green Bay, and that's how they ended up with the pick that they have today in the fifth round. They also picked up a guy named Jake Beckett, or as Eric would call him, Jake Paquette. This guy is a defensive end, good measurables, what, about 6'5", 270, good cone speed, comes off the edge rather fast. Very heady player.
Fred just turned into one of those overnight one-man radio shows where he's just talking nonstop.
And you know, we've heard the last couple of nights, the start of the show, and evidently they work really hard on that monologue.
Yeah, that's what he's doing right now.
That was the monologue right there.
Beckett called himself the quarterback of his defense.
I found that very interesting.
Yeah,
you don't hear that a lot about a defensive end as the quarterback of the defense. And he was talking about that in relation to Mallett and leadership and all that, but... You know, that looks like an awful big jersey for us.
They all have looked like that.
That would lend me to believe that he's a, you know, high football IQ, heady football player, might be ready to come in and, you know, have a role, not be screwed up if they ask him to do some outside linebacker,
right,
which he's done some of, or defensive end. So maybe he, you know, be one of those weird things, and it won't be good for Chandler Jones, but is there a chance that Beckett is a little more
ready to go,
because he's heady and
yep,
might take Chandler Jones a little long. I don't know. I'm just kind of speculating here. That's one of those that if you start seeing that in camp, if he's ahead of him in rotations, oh, boy, here we go again. Jermaine
right.
Cunningham 2.0. He's not even going to play.
Right.
But he might be more suited for that because of his experience and his football
yep.
IQ and everything.
Now, you know, before we start getting too crazy over Beckett, a lot of the experts had him going later in the draft, more of a fifth-round pick than the third round with him.
Wait a minute.
What?
You're tempering expectations for Beckett because he was drafted a round and a half too early, but you're giving the old
I'm using a little irony here, Andy, okay?
You don't
let me finish.
You're being a company man with Wilson. What you're doing.
No.
Yes.
Then why aren't I being a company man with Beckett?
Because you... The tougher sell, because Wilson's the tougher sell.
Yeah.
Beckett was going to be drafted. Everybody thought he would make sense here.
Okay, so...
And no one really cares if you drafted him a round too early.
Yeah, but...
you drafted him six rounds too early. It's a problem.
So, I'm just saying that these same experts that we're criticizing for, or listening to, for not having Wilson being on draft boards, you know, if we're going to listen to them about Wilson, we got to listen to them about Beckett too, right?
You confused me.
I just think there's a difference between a round or so early and a draft early.
Yeah.
I'm listening to myself. I had Beckett as an edge possibility for the Patriots in the mid to later rounds of the draft, fourth, fifth round.
Okay.
They got him a little earlier.
Got him a little early.
Other than that. So I'm listening to myself. I had no idea who Tavon Wilson was before this came about, before he became a Patriot, before he was announced.
Sure.
So I'm not listening to anybody else but myself.
Because what you're looking at are the films that were provided to us and the books that were provided to us. We don't have the research staff that the Patriots have.
Right. My guess is, had I watched Wilson, I would have not been impressed.
Yeah.
Based on what I'm hearing from Ohio State fans and Illinois fans and Big Ten fans, that I would have said, Jag, nothing special. Good experience and versatility. I can write the notes now, having never seen him play.
Yeah, because now you know.
Right.
Do you want to do this one instead?
What do you mean?
Do you want to do this profile instead?
No.
I'll just write the notes now.
The Lions picked Chris Greenwood, cornerback out of Albion. And the Chargers took Johnny Troutman, guard out of Penn State. And just now, the Rams took Rakevious Watkins, offensive tackle out of South Carolina.
I don't think I've heard of him.
I never heard of
never
him.
Never heard of him.
Ooh, he's a big cock.
And he
6'4", 338.
What did you just say?
Yes. Technically, he's right.
He plays for the South Carolina Gamecocks. Their hats say Cox. He's big, so he's a big cock.
Oh, boy.
Cox is big in Rhode Island.
It's just unbelievable.
What is factually inaccurate about that?
You know what you're doing. The Cardinals are on the on
being
the board
accurate,
right now.
Describing the man. He's 6'4", 338 pounds.
They picked two, but I can't see.
Yeah, they picked a guy, a tackle named Calametti.
Calametti. Yeah, yeah. I've actually heard of him, but the other guy, interesting name.
And Calametti, I think
took
they have.
Danny Cole.
What's that?
Cowboys
just
took
Danny Cole?
With an E.
All right.
Cole AIE? He used to play here.
Things are moving here.
Super Bowl ring, then.
Bill at Carlsbad says, with Menzie gone, it's time for me to check out. A great 3 days, guys. Can't wait for next year. And an all-around good draft despite Wilson. Go Pats.
I agree. He needed help on defense. We said, one of the themes we said is, I wouldn't be surprised to see them use all the picks on defense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're one pick away from that being the case.
And all being a very small number.
Right. But generally speaking, we thought they might trade up for the first guy they wanted. It might be Chandler Jones, and we thought they might go all defense. They've done that. They just took a guy we didn't like.
Yeah.
It's hard to be too unhappy.
Now, they could take a running back or a wide receiver here. But
Cyrus Gray still available?
I believe so, yes.
I would take Cyrus Gray. Fifth round?
I don't think they're going to take a running back. I think they probably just decided we had those three guys in. We can sign one or two of those.
I think they'll sign a veteran, probably.
So, and you could do both, yeah, right. But I think they probably said we can get value there for one of those guys, Ryan Grant, experience, whatever.
Right.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And maybe they go a different direction here where they don't think they can get a D-line, corner, whatever.
Right.
Returner, although. Paul, do you know a third of the returners in the NFL last year were undrafted?
Makes sense. Makes sense. I don't think you need to, you know. Those are more guys that are, I would assume, like kind of return specialists as opposed to guys that do other things. You know, like Wes Welker was a punt returner, but he was really a wide receiver for us.
I think it was just of all the primary or returners, punts and kickoffs, a third of that number.
A third.
I thought it sounded kind of like a lot. Well, but I did say yesterday, you know, you always can get the guy out of Canada. Remember the Steelers had a guy, I think they brought from Canada, that was all the hype, and then he fumbled a lot and he was gone. But
well, yes, I do remember.
Do you think when it comes to kickoff, that role has diminished because of the new rules?
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, that was the line of thinking last year, but then all of a sudden it seemed like there were more returns, especially as the year went on, than I think people were expecting.
For teams that had good returners.
Yeah.
We had a human touchback.
Kevin says, I'm watching ESPN, and every time a guard is drafted, they label him as an offensive guard or OG. What's the need for the O part? Seems unnecessary to me. It kind of goes with the people that say defensive secondary instead of just secondary. Enjoy the home stretch, and we'll talk to you more on Tuesday. Well, you can't just say secondary S because then you're safety.
Well, they don't list them as secondary anyway, but they do list them as DCs a lot of time on the official
defensive corner.
Right. And I think,
but you can't say C because then that would be center.
No, you put
how about
CB.
CB, like or everybody back. Else in the world calls it.
Yeah, you could be CB. Yeah,
should be. That's what it's supposed to be.
But I think it's funny. They also list guys as guard in some places and not OG, and it should be
G.
Because you could have a nose guard theoretically, of old school lingo.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's all effed up. We were talking about this on the way down. You know, why is a halfback the one who's fully back, and the fullback is the one who's only halfback?
Well, I'll tell you why.
You tell me why.
It comes from rugby. Rugby, the way they line them up. They have half quarter full, where they're lined up from where the line is, and that's where the quarterback comes from in the NFL is from the rugby terminology and the positioning.
Why is the guy who's actually all the way back called the halfback, and the guy who's in the middle called the fullback?
And the guy right up at front called the quarterback.
It's just
that one makes sense, is it?
I actually think it's because of the description of the player.
No, I'm
the fullback a long time ago was the guy who was the total package back.
You had a little
halfback who was half the man he was.
I'm telling you as a fact, it comes from the rugby terminology.
Now, but you didn't just describe it that way. You described it differently.
I'm telling you. In rugby, they have halfback, quarterbacks, fullbacks.
And the fullback is is the guy in the middle,
right.
Not the guy who's fully back?
In rugby, the guy is fully back in rugby. But
then it makes no sense in football. Thank you.
I'm telling you, those position names come from rugby.
He's asking why
right. Why didn't they call the halfback the fullback and the fullback the halfback?
Because when football first started, the fullback was all the way back. Now it's changed. Quarterbacks weren't like they were when football first started.
The quarterback, I'm not arguing. He's a quarter of the way back. He makes sense.
Well, I'm asking. He might know something about it.
He doesn't.
Did the fullback and halfback change places, you think,
absolutely,
over the years?
I just came from a meeting a week ago with guys that were in charge of the rugby sevens internationally, and they were going about they were talking about the evolution of football.
But we're not asking where the terminology, where the terms originated. I believe you.
Right.
I believe you on
that's
that.
That's where they.
Andy's asking about the.
I want to know why the ideology here.
Why are they inverted
on the football field?
I just think it's just because they haven't changed it. That's why.
You know,
it doesn't make sense.
Was it Stephen Wright? You know, why do you? Why do you drive on a parkway and park on a driveway?
But the, right, exactly. The terminology absolutely came from rugby. So, and it's just that the NFL has, or football hasn't really changed it. You know, the quarterback is the guy that really is, you know, behind.
He's a quarter of the way back, kind of.
Right. The fullback is the front of the halfback.
Right.
You would think
right.
I think it's more a description of their styles. He was a fullback because a long time ago, the fullback was the runner.
He was everything. You just want to be in love with.
And then we got a halfback we bring in. He's smaller. He does a
little
more.
Man,
he's half the man he used to be.
I know.
Is he half the man?
Let's see.
Uh-oh. I think the Eagles one-upped us.
Dennis Kelly?
Yeah, because the first guy I've seen drafted with no height, no weight,
right,
no grade.
Oh. Out of Purdue.
And out of Purdue. He's not even out of a place where you're Big Ten.
Another Big Ten.
So maybe the Big Ten just doesn't do a good job touting its players.
Maybe the Big Ten sucks.
Maybe the world will come to my realization and realize the Big Ten stinks.
What are you doing?
He was sounding like he was in a tin can.
Eric told me
I need to move my mic closer.
That sounds better. You sounded like you were in a tin can a minute ago.
The Seahawks took Corey Toomer, inside linebacker out of Idaho. The Dolphins are on the board at 20. We are not going to stay on past three. We can't because downstairs they need to use the studio for the revolution.
The New England Revolution.
So
get your kicks and go outside and do something and don't waste your time watching the refs.
But, of course, on Patriots.com we'll have all the feedback and analysis from the Patriots 28th pick of the fifth round, the 163rd overall.
And I did want to remind people, if you're one of those that likes to listen to Bill Belichick, there is the possibility that if they make this pick at 28 in the fifth round, that he will do a press conference somewhere shortly thereafter that and not necessarily wait until the entire draft is over.
That would be great.
To come to the podium. So if you're looking for a little insight on that pick or
possibility,
whatever.
By the way, so
yeah.
Oh, I'm not guaranteeing.
No,
anything.
I'm just, you know, I know that's what you said, and I don't want people to
get
think
their hopes
that you
up,
are demanding
like
it.
I already have.
Wow, that ought to be great.
Another thing great to whine about.
Yes.
Good Lord,
Debbie Downer over here. Jeez.
What Downer? We're at the end. Come on, we're tired.
Well, they do say
we want to get this over with.
All artists are tortured. Are you tortured?
Yes.
Yes, by me.
He's just one of many.
Oh, come on. Who else makes fun of you?
Well, torture doesn't have to be necessarily
Paul
made fun
Fred
of.
Physically?
No, there are other ways of mental torture without making fun of you.
Like what?
Come on.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Never mind.
Tease?
Never mind. That's one way. That's one way, yeah.
Who do you know that rhymes with rock tease?
Plenty.
Every woman I've ever been around.
Yeah, exactly.
You should know I got a little wiener.
Are you talking about Lindsay? You think she leads you on a little bit? Because I think she does. I think she does. She keeps you just at arm's distance, just in case. Because she knows, like, fallback plan. If every all else, you'll always be waiting.
It's funny. I don't really see that. Ew.
Now, she says the ew with us, but I think with him in closed door kind of quiet meetings, she keeps him at arm's length just in case, like super spare tire. Like,
most women do.
You know.
Erica Badu just got drafted.
Really?
Most women do.
Kenan in Denmark.
No,
says,
some women just think you are not attractive.
All right.
He's relentless. He really is.
Because he has to get every shot. Every single shot that pops into his head, he has to.
He doesn't think you're smart enough to know exactly what he's trying to say.
He can leave nothing on the table.
Yeah. No, you know, it's if one thing pops into his head, I need to get it out there.
Right.
One negative thing that I can say about
him. Yeah,
you,
as if he doesn't
have
enough room
in
that head for the things to just stay in there.
And you know what? It's no matter what it is, any hole in his body, it has to come out.
That's a good
point. It has to come out.
That's a good point.
Kenan in Denmark, Chris Polk is still available. What do you think about getting him?
I
would like to get him or Chris Owusu from Stanford. Is it tight end? No, he's a wide receiver.
Wide receiver.
Yeah.
I don't know as much about him, but I do like Chris Polk.
We're now openly yawning during the answers. Yes, we've reached that point in the draft.
People begging us to stay online, but we can't.
Are you sure we can't?
We're contractually obligated.
I'm absolutely sure we can't.
Andy, I might kill you.
Now your eyes are doing weird things.
Are they? What's going on?
I don't know. Is mine still twitching?
No.
Yes, but it is.
It is.
Oh,
yep.
Big time.
It is, yeah.
Should I be concerned? At what point do you get concerned about something like this?
I think you were concerned 3 hours ago when
we got
on the air.
2 days, 3 days. I mean,
did it just start today?
Well, last night driving home.
It's probably from
being
tired.
Give it a day. It could be just
because you
fatigue.
Also look very pale. A little better now than you did before, but you look very pasty earlier.
A little bit.
Yeah. Your arms are like white.
Are you feeling all right?
I feel fine.
What's wrong with your arms?
Now you're making
me
feel
bad.
Spends
all his time in the gym lifting.
They're almost blue.
Now you guys are making me feel bad.
What's
going on?
You getting proper circulation?
I lift things up and...
Proper circulation? How do you answer that question?
Good job,
Am I getting proper circulation?
I mean, do you feel like tingly? Are you cold?
Do you have proper circulation?
When a girl walks by, I feel
what about
tingly.
Your extremities? Are your extremities cold? Your feet? Your hands?
That's because the window's open and it's 30 degrees out.
I'm fine.
I'm kidding. Kind of.
All these questions make it sound like Andy's having a heart attack.
Yeah, they're starting to make me feel a little that I should be worried.
Just give it a day. Get a good night's sleep tonight.
The Dolphins took Josh Kadoo, linebacker out of Oregon.
Do they have a defibrillator on this floor anywhere?
The Bengals are on the clock.
Should I hang out by it?
8 more minutes.
7, 6. Oh, God, please. It's funny. This Tavon Wilson thing, based on all the
Twitter
tweets and everything,
stuff,
yeah. That's like going to be the story
112.
Of him. He's got good genes. Good genes, longevity.
Right.
So we get a guy with good genes because his grandmother's old. We got a guy who's good genes because his brother is the light heavyweight champion of the world. Do we have any football players?
Scott has sent us a picture of Eric next to Nate Solder.
Is this from last year when you looked ridiculously short?
And last year's draft.
Yeah. Why do you get angry at everything?
There's nothing to be angry about looking short next to
I think
a 6'8 monster.
We might be at the root of why you have issues with women. If this tone comes out at any way during the date, that's why it doesn't work out.
Nobody likes to be snapped at.
Right.
What are you talking about, Fred?
You have to wait till you get married before you can snap at a woman. And then you apologize later.
Oh, really? You can do it then?
Oh, I snap at Deidre occasionally.
I have no doubt about that.
And then
that.
Apologize immediately, right?
Yeah.
Because she, you know.
I'm only kidding.
You will respect my authority.
Getting woman. Get me a snack, woman.
All right. Final thoughts here. We're getting
final thoughts.
Last five minutes of the show. Well, Paul, we got to save 4 minutes for your thoughts.
To be fair,
we're very good, Fred.
We're in like hour.
You picked me up, Fred.
I'm back.
We're after more
nine
ten,
and a half hours.
Right?
We're coming up on 10 hours. I think that's pretty impressive. To talk about
the most four bleeping picks.
One of which we never heard of.
They didn't have a lot of picks.
Right. And one of them's an absolute jag of all jags.
Not according to Fred.
Hightower?
No. And I certainly wouldn't tell Hightower that. He's got a little edge to him that I'd be afraid
of. Yeah, I like that. That was the best part.
Do you think Jones has enough of an edge?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know if he has enough.
Wait a minute. You can't gauge off the field and on the field, but that's the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, you can't, though, because how many players do you know that say they're a different person when they go on the field?
He was a little too happy to be here.
He was like a little kid.
That's me on the TV.
I would rather...
That was a sack, by the way.
Finally get some nice guys around here, and you got to get...
You know where nice guys finish?
I disagree. Nice guys.
I think that last year's team, somebody asked me the age-old question at a party. Oh, you work for the Patriots. Who's the biggest a-hole on the team?
And I said,
you couldn't name one?
He left the team about 4 years ago.
Yeah. I said, had you asked me that about 5 or 6 years ago,
I
probably could have given you
list.
A half dozen.
You should have asked him if he was including the coaching staff.
They didn't ask.
But I agree with Andy on that.
I couldn't think of any. I think they had a bunch
of
good guys, good locker room.
I think the locker room overall throughout our entire time here has been pretty
good. Except for 09.
There's a couple of guys here and there. I mean, I never got along with Willie. But for the most part, these guys are good. I mean, Ty Warren, Richard Seymour.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys, they were great guys.
But I think our defensive line has almost always been like all-time good guys. You know, we've had a lot of nice guys on the defensive line, except for Haynesworth, of course. But, you know,
Ted Walsh.
Who was actually nice to us.
Haynesworth
while
was nice.
Oh, yeah, he was
Haynesworth
fine.
Was nice to deal with, as he was talking about knocking the rust off every other day.
Right. But I think the defensive linemen tend to be really nice guys.
Some of them.
Well, who is
yeah.
it?
I'm not in love with the captain now.
Yeah. Paul had some run-ins with a certain nose tackle a few years back.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Mike in Canadian.
Oh, are you talking about Washington?
Yeah, right?
I don't think he was a nice guy, but...
It's not like he faux-raped Paul. It was somebody else he faux-raped.
When I did that feature on him, he was extremely helpful. I'll give him that.
I thought that was just the opposite, you told me.
No, Bobby Hamilton made him do it. He wasn't going to do it, but Bobby Hamilton made him, and then
guilted him into it.
Yeah, and he was great, and then he thanked me for it. Remember?
But wasn't there something you asked him about, and he got?
I asked him about his dad. Yeah. And evidently, he doesn't have a great relationship with his father.
And he got a little upset.
He shut my recorder off.
Oh, yeah. See,
by breaking it in his palm.
Yeah, I mean, just threw it down.
See, but that's what Corey Dillon would have done.
Yeah, and then shot you. Stabbed.
Shiv. Yeah.
Canadian Mike in Florida. Hey, guys. I've enjoyed the draft coverage. Just one quick question, though. What happens to the undrafted players? Can you explain the supplemental draft? What happens if we like an undrafted player? Is he fair game?
Yes. Undrafted players become free agents. Their agents will be getting bombarded. Some of that process may actually start before the draft ends, whether it's legal or not. But they all get called, and then they make a decision where I want to sign. Each team will sign their 10, 12, 15, and they'll have a chance to compete. They'll be signed immediately. They will be Patriots as of, tonight. They will sign a contract.
And supplemental draft is different. It's for players who weren't available for this draft, this part of the draft, but decided afterwards that they wanted to be part of the league. So you can have they have what's called a supplemental draft. But
it's costly.
You lose the pick in the following draft.
Right, right.
It's not overly costly.
Not if you use a seventh-round pick.
Yeah, you
get want to take a guy high,
you lose a high pick.
You lose a high pick.
Sure.
But if he's worth it, he's worth it.
Yeah, but
I mean, the Raiders
rarely used a
three or a four on Pryor. Was it a four or a three?
Right, like, for instance, if Matt Barkley decided today, you know what, I really don't want to go back to USC. He would enter his name for the supplemental draft, and he would be a high pick.
And he would everybody would give a first-round grade for him.
Yeah.
Even that is because you have to have certain reasons to go in the supplemental.
Right.
You can't just decide.
No.
That's
but
correct. He would have to be academically ineligible. Yeah. Suspended from
his
team.
What's the term they use? There's a term like extenuating circumstances. Right.
Financial hardship.
I don't know if that's the one.
I think it's extenuating circumstances.
All right.
Whoa, where are we going?
A lot of these guys that...
No, let's do another hour.
A lot of these undrafted free agents actually make more money than the seventh-round picks.
Really? Yeah, especially the target, what do they call them? The priorities.
Yep.
Of course, we drafted our priority free agent in the second round, so I think he's going to make more money that way.
All right, well, that's going to be it for this special edition of Day 3 of the NFL Draft. We want to thank everyone for listening, especially if you listen Friday, Saturday, and today. What was it, 10 hours?
10 hours,
10 hours of draft talk.
Of your life you can never get back.
Patriots have another pick coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll have all that on Patriots.com. And, of course, Tuesday we'll be back live at noon. See you next Tuesday.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.